What's up, guys? My name's Andres. This is the Strong Family Money Show. Thanks for stopping by again. On the Strong Family Money Show, we talk about things that are related to your fitness, your finances, and your family. My name's Andres. We have four more tips for you today. Number one, so first is a first-time home buyer tip. Number one is you really need to know what you want before you go out and look for a home. You don't want to be all over the place with the information you give your agent, because they are going to take that information and plug it into the MLS or however they find their homes for you, and they're gonna set up showings based on the information that you give them. So if you find say a neighborhood that you like and you say, I want to live in this neighborhood, they may increase it a little bit, but they're not going to look at things that you don't tell them to look for. That may cause issues later on, right? The inventory in that specific neighborhood may not be the best. You may really want a style of home or a type of neighborhood, and if you communicate to your agent in that way, right, I want this kind of home, I want this kind of neighborhood, I want this kind of school, they're able to cast their net wider that way and find homes that fit your criteria, and not just, I like the house on that street, and you're limited by that information that you give them. So make a list. I want this many rooms, I want this type of home, I want this type of neighborhood, close to here or close to there, or so you want to, and you also have to know if your criteria fit your budget. A lot of people want a lot of things, but it really doesn't fit into the budget that they have. So you either have to change your criteria based on your budget, or find a way to increase your budget that it fits your criteria. And that's up to you, that's not up to your agent, right? So you have to decide, we all want to live in, Beverly Hills, right? Not all of us can afford to live in Beverly Hills. So if you give your agent a list of things that, are criteria from Beverly Hills, sure, they'll show you that those places, but you're not going to be able to afford them, and you're just wasting everybody's time, your time most of all, because you could actually be looking for the house that you really can afford and move into. So criteria is very important. Number one tip for, new buyers is, really know what you are looking for. And it's difficult because it's your first time and you don't really know what you want. And your criteria may change over time based on the properties that you see. But you really have to have an understanding on what you want, so that you can communicate it to your agent so that they can find homes that really fit what you're looking for. And you may go and say, I want this kind of home, and you may look at the kind of home and walk into it and say, I really don't want this kind of home. Now that I look at it in person, it sounds cool, right? On the pictures, it looks cool, but I walk in and it doesn't feel like home to me. You might find that might be the case. So write down your criteria, be prepared to change it, make sure it fits your budget. If not, change your budget so it fits your criteria. That last part is probably the hardest one. So second, I'm a real estate agent here in Ventura County. Right, I work with first time experienced investor. So a lot of people want to get into investing because it is a really good way to build generational wealth, take care of your family, have a contingency plan, a fallback plan. A lot of people think they have to spend a lot of money on a guru to. So a guru is different than a mentor. Okay, a guru in this context, the way people usually use it now, a guru will take your money and tell you they're helping you. They really want to sell you something at the end of the day, right? A mentor is someone, and there usually is an exchange of something when you do a mentor, but usually it's time, or they're your buddy and you're a really good friends and they enjoy your company, so they're going to help you, or they'll show you how to become a real estate investor by having you go out and do something for them real estate wise, right? So I want you to go look at these properties for me, take pictures, write down what you see, come back to me, right? And so you're helping them. They're gonna then when you go back to them, they're going to say, okay, you have this information, this is what I do with it, right? But you're exchanging your time to go out for them to then do that for you, right? So a mentor is different than a guru, right? So people think, do I need a guru? Do I need to go to these, you know, everyone has seen the, you know, I'm in your area and I'm going to help you invest if you come to my conference, right? A large majority, I don't want to say all, a large majority of those people are only out there to have you buy their product that is super expensive, and the likelihood that it will succeed is very low. Moreover, a large majority of real estate investors become real estate investors without paying anybody. So and besides, you have YouTube and you have, you know, you can buy books online and you can study on your own. And if you're a home buyer, you've already bought a home, so you know what the process is all about, right? You can do a lot of these things for free. You don't need a guru, pay them, you know, thousands of dollars and buy their product. And at the end of the day, they don't help you really learn, which is what you really need to do. You don't want someone to do it for you. You want to learn what's happening. So you can, lots of stuff out there for free. So no, you do not need a guru to start investing in real estate. You need to understand what you want as far as properties and what you want as far as your long-term plan, which is most important. You need to educate yourself either for free or, you know, buy books online on how to invest in real estate. And you probably can go to the library and get those books for free anyway. So you do not need someone who you pay large sums of money to help you in real estate. Find a mentor. They're monetarily free. You may have to do something for them. So they can give you their knowledge, or you can, you know, YouTube University is always available. A lot of people are doing that now, okay? Stock market investing, here we go. Investing, I mean, speaking of the microphone, investing is not gambling, right? You don't want to see what happens. You don't want to take a chance. Trading and investing are two different things. I'm talking about investing for the long term. You want to make sure you're putting your money in companies that you trust and know, and you want to do a lot of research around them, look at their track record, you know, look for them in the news. Do you know them, right? If you're investing in a company that you've never heard of and you don't know what they do, you have no business putting your money into that company, right? If you're a new investor, you want to look for the Apples and the Amazons and the Teslas and General Motors. You want to look for companies that you use, right? And if you I have a Lenovo computer here, right? And I have a, you know, Samsung phone, and I have, right? So you have things that you use anyway. You know the companies. You want to look at them and say, I know what they do. I know a lot of people have the same thing that I do, right? They're a good company to invest in because they're someone that I know and I can research. I can research them, right? Do not make decisions based on, for long-term investing, do not base your decisions on short-term fluctuations or rumors, right? That's the wrong way to do things. You want to do research, invest in companies that you know, invest in companies that you use, that you can research, right? And then at the end of the day, you will be investing in companies that basically have been around for a long time, okay? So investing is not gambling. Last, I've spoken in previous videos about diversification. That does not apply only to money. News diversification is very important, especially now where you can access news from all over the world on your phone, right? You want to get your information from as many sources as you can, because the way I look at things, make decisions, is the answer is usually right in the middle. And you know, given you have your spectrum of your morality, you have your spectrum of core beliefs, right? So if you have your core beliefs, you want to look at outlets that are on the all through that spectrum of your core beliefs. You don't want to only be on one side of the spectrum because that is biased, right? You don't want to be on the other side because that's biased, right? You want to get your news from as many different sources as you can, from as many different perspectives as you can get, because the answer is usually right in the middle. And the person that determines the middle is you, right? So you have someone saying one thing and you have someone saying, you know, a different thing. You listen to, and it should be credible sources, obviously, with data to back it up and a track record of, you know, being good journalists. Anyone nowadays can put up a website, right? So you want to get information from people who you trust. You know, I get my sources from a wide array of websites from all, you know, different perspectives. You know, some people may find offensive if they're on the other side, but, you know, I think that it's important that you get your news, your information from as many different people as you can, because even if it may not change your perspective or your belief in whatever you're researching, you may learn something new, something different that you didn't know before. And I think that's the reason that I do that, is because, you know, I want to increase my, you know, base of knowledge as big as I can. So even if I look at something and I don't take everything from it, or it doesn't influence exactly what I'm, you know, wanting to read it for, I may learn something from it for a different idea or from a different perspective that I can apply somewhere else. So you want to diversify your news where you get it from. You do not want to go to the same site every day, because, you know, that's not good. You're basically just, you know, getting information from one person, and that's not how you should do things. You should get it from different people. So anyway, four tips for today. This is a Strong Family Money Show. My name is Andres. I'm a real estate agent here in Ventura County. You can email questions on andres@strongfamilymoney.com if you want to talk real estate. If you want, on the description below, I'll keep a link to my ebook. You can pick it up on my website. You can send me an email. I can send you the PDF. Or if you want to go the Amazon route, I'll have that there also. I have a first-time homebuyer guide there as well. Same deal. If you want to send me your email, I can send it to you for free, or I can have the link there. Also, please visit our sponsor, FreshCoffee805.com. We roast and deliver organic fair trade coffee within days of roasting to your door. So give us a visit there, FreshCoffee805.com. My name is Andres. Thanks for watching, and I will talk to you guys next time.